From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. A supertanker that's been modified to skim oil from the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is being put to the test in a trial run near the leaking well. NPR's Julie Rose reports from New Orleans.
If it works, the enormous ship could skim oil from the Gulf hundreds of times faster than the many small fishing and shrimp boats currently scooping it up by the bucket. Slits have been cut along the waterline in the front of the supertanker so oily water can pour into large tanks where it will separate. The oil comes off the top, and the cleaner water goes back into the Gulf. But the ship's skimming abilities haven't been proven, so the Coast Guard has ordered it to a test site north of the leaking well. The owner of the A Whale, as the boat is called, says it can swallow as much as 500,000 barrels of oily water a day. Coast Guard experts are on board this weekend to test that claim and expect initial results Monday. Julie Rose, NPR News, New Orleans.
It's being called a terrible scene in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where a tanker truck hauling fuel on a rural highway overturned and exploded into a fireball. At least 220 people were killed. The BBC's Thomas Fessy is in Kinshasa.
People were watching the Football World Cup in the eastern village of Sangay when a fuel truck exploded. The truck toppled over, letting the fuel out before it caught fire. Many died while trying to collect some of the leaking oil, but most of the people were killed in their homes. Due to electricity shortage, some villagers had also gathered around a TV screen plugged into a generator to watch the World Cup football games. The place was devastated. Local authorities told the BBC that people were in shock as dozens were being buried in mass graves near the village.
The BBC's Thomas Fessy in Kinshasa. Vice President Joe Biden is on a diplomatic mission to Iraq, an unannounced trip to the war-torn country. Biden joined three U.S. senators who were in Iraq as part of a congressional delegation. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad.
Biden and his wife Jill were met by Arizona Republican John McCain, Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman, and South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. The group immediately was taken into meetings with the U.S. ambassador here and the commander of American troops. Biden heads the Obama administration's Iraq policy team. His visit comes as the American military is reducing its troop size in Iraq by half, and as Iraq remains at a stalemate over how to form a new government. Parliamentary elections in March were so close they failed to produce a clear winner. The vice president plans to spend the 4th of July holiday with American troops and Iraqi officials who say they worry about whether the U.S. is committed to Iraq beyond the troop drawdown. Jill Biden will meet National Guard soldiers preparing to redeploy to the U.S. and Iraqi women who teach English. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR News from Washington. Top-ranked American tennis star Serena Williams has won another Wimbledon title, her fourth. She completed a dominating run through the championships today, winning in convincing fashion. She beat Russian Vera Zvonareva in straight sets 6-3, 6-2. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
It took Serena Williams only 67 minutes to power her way to a second straight Wimbledon title and fourth overall. Williams blasted 29 winners. Zvonareva hit only 9. Williams won 31 of 33 points when she got her first serve in, prompting her to say, "I honestly never served like this." She didn't lose a set during the entire tournament, and the victory gave her 13 Grand Slam titles. That moves her up the all-time list, passing two legends, Suzanne Lenglen and Billie Jean King. King watched the match and applauded as Williams acknowledged her afterwards.
"Yeah, this one's very special. Hey, Billy. I got you."
Serena's victory continued the run of dominance at Wimbledon by the Williams family. Serena and sister Venus have won 9 of the last 11 singles titles. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In New York City, residents and tourists are planning out their holiday weekend with plenty of fun on tap.
"I'm going to the beach, Jones Beach, yeah. Trying to get out of the city.
Watching fireworks, spending time with family.
Yankees game.
We're going to take a harbor tour.
Chasing my family."
President Obama is staying put in Washington for the holiday. He's spending his fourth at the White House. The first family is hosting military heroes and their families for an old-fashioned barbecue, complete with a concert topped off by fireworks. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.